After lunch on Friday, one of my students told her female classmates and then told me, "You're a pusher." I'm not sure if today's students understand that back in the day, a pusher was a drug pusher. But they knew it still didn't sound so good, as one hastened to add, "I mean it in a good way." I was pushing them. I had invited these two women to a small lunch to engage with two of my political heroes, Dave Katz and Jill Alper. Jill and Dave exemplify why I am waging my little intellectual war against the idea of the leader. One of the major problems with the idea of the leader is that it, like arguably all language, springs in metaphors from the physical world. Usain Bolt leads. See him? Wow. So do we see Alexander the Great, who is said to have led into battle from the front. The leader conjures a mental picture, no? One is in front, all behind. One direction, one vision, one destination. Usually one man out front. Ducks in a row, or geese in their famed aerodynamic V. My friend Jim Kouzis argued with me last week that the geese need a leader, and he hastened to add with his sophisticated view, but those geese can and do change who is in the lead. I love that Jim and co-author Barry Posner see such teamwork and that they argue in their book, anyone can lead from anywhere. Still, I must reject the notion of a single leader in a single direction. In my view, in any good organization, there are multiple initiatives, multiple directions, multiple perspectives, and yes, multiple leaders. Ain't no one leader in one direction. Jill and Dave, co-leaders of their children, by the way, have never been and probably never will be elected political leaders. To be sure, they have been authorized, titled as chief political strategist or finance director or campaign manager, respectively. But they have frequently led the leader, the candidate, the elected official. On Friday, they led the discussion with my students, most of whom had told me that they want to run for office one day to become the leader. And I heard some of my female students with new ears as they were leading me. Three of the women, including the two who noted that I was pushing them to consider political careers, told me what countless women have told me. We don't need or really even want to be the candidate elected official. On different occasions, they've talked to me about how they're happy supporting, working from the middle or behind. How great for them. They can lead as Jill and Dave have, because of the respect they earn by asking hard questions, modeling hard and honest work, and caring for and including others. Good for them. Whether they land in business, government, schools, etc., they will push, pull, nudge, encourage, lead great things to happen without ever having to be the leader. Yet I can't help but wonder about us. Aren't these ladies, who don't have a great ego need to be up front, exactly the kind of people we could use in Congress? People who don't have to win or be acclaimed or need to get reelected to do the job. Isn't it time to stop looking for the leader, glorifying and alternatively scapegoating the leader? Why perpetuate this falsehood that's wound like an ugly vine around the language and metaphor of the leader, that the leader knows all, stands above the rest, and is somehow special? Wouldn't it be so much fun to see, convince to run, and elect some people who are passionate about the work, the people, the truth or truths, but don't need to hear, "You, the man." Forget the leader and lead with your best self.